Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. We are brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. All right, Daryl. First of all, I know we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson and the re-injury. I think everybody knows what's going on with that for the most part. We'll dive into that in a second and get into the nuts and bolts. Anything new on the dome? And can you help me? Like, I am just... I don't understand any of the County Browns relationship. Help me.
It's not good. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Also, the relationship between the Browns and the city of Cleveland, also not very good. But
does it have to be not good?
Well, I mean, from a business standpoint, yeah, because they need to come to some sort of equitable agreement for everybody to, to move things forward here. The Browns are absolutely committed to getting Brook Park done. They have begun the process to officially acquire that land. They exercised the option, the purchase option that they secured about this time last year for that 176 acres. And then, you know, look, I mean, Chris Ronayne and county executives and Mayor Justin Bibb and Cleveland City Council, they remain unmoved in their particular positions that if the Browns move to Brook Park, it is a violation of the Modell law, and they want to invoke that and force the Browns to remain playing games within the city of Cleveland, which means the only place they can play in Cleveland right now is the existing stadium. The Burke Lakefront Airport plan that they have thrown out is their Hail Mary, as I like to call it. I just don't think it's feasible. It's certainly more expensive by $1 billion to $2.5 billion more, depending when the construction would occur. I don't think that the airport's getting closed tomorrow, so that land isn't going to be available for a while, which means then you have to spend even more money on top of just constructing that dome. The existing stadium still needs to be fixed up. There are major problems with it, which has led the Browns to where they are, but nothing's really changed.
And the county would probably be on the hook for having to put more money into Cuyahoga County Airport because they would need an emergency runway, right?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, the study that was done to close Burke Lakefront Airport actually was pretty revealing, because when you're closing an airport, and it was actually the city of Cleveland who put out the study, their contention is that there are enough facilities in the region to be able to handle what is currently the responsibilities of Burke Lakefront Airport in regards to air traffic, whether it's Cuyahoga County Airport, whether it's Medina, Kent State's airport was
in Lost Nation, Akron, Canton.
Akron, Canton. So, I don't think Akron Canton works because it's so far away. Akron Canton's, depending where you are, it's anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour away from the Cleveland metro area. But
yeah, but by in air, it's like 5 minutes away.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, as far as accessibility. So, Bibb does want to close Burke. That's very apparent. And that's why those studies were released in September. Also, they got an extra $69 million from the federal government to help construct the land bridge from the Mall C out to the lakefront. So you're talking north of $150+ million in grant money for Route 2, and the land bridge has been committed from the, you know, the federal government to reshape that lakefront, which is great. I mean, regardless if the Browns stay on the lakefront or not, you'd need the land bridge. Like, the only way to get to the lakefront is to walk down the sidewalk on East 9th Street at this point. Even the bridge that goes across everything from the stadium and connects on Al Lerner Way and goes downtown, like, that thing is something. I don't remember if it's still open. I know there have been times where it's been closed for safety reasons and stuff like that.
The other thing is, Daryl, let's be super honest. I mean, between Burke and the Pit, the only, I mean, there's the Voinovich Park that's over there, which is, it's Voinovich Park, isn't it? Is that, yeah, like that little name of it?
Yeah, the pier.
And then Rock Roll Hall of Fame, Science Center, and that's it. If the stadium's gone, that's it. So they need to develop down there. And by the way, can we use the water?
Yeah, I mean, and then that's the other thing too. It's like, okay, so if the Browns leaving Cleveland is such a detriment to downtown businesses, then why are the closest downtown businesses a mile away on West 6th Street? Right? What, like, let's be, my whole argument with the politicians has been that let's be genuine about our conversations instead of just trying to make cheap political points and get in front of cameras and microphones and say, you know, well, that dog ain't going to hunt and all this other kind of stupid stuff. Like, let's be, you know, let's be genuine about the discussion, because when you're talking about $1.2 billion in potential taxpayer contribution, whether that's through bonds, writing a check, just, you know, tax increment financing for the complex, whatever, like, that's a substantial commitment. Right. They had no problem doing Dan Gilbert's $3.5 billion riverfront project.
True.
Right. And that's going to include like premium housing. They're not building housing for poor people for that. You know, and I do think that there's some competition there, because you got that development. You would have the Brook Park development.
Saying between the Cavs and the Browns, there's
right. Competition. And then let's not forget the Browns Berea development too, because that's going to include some apartments and housing there as well, next to Cross Country Market campus. So like I do think that there's a legitimate discussion to be had of, can this market support all of these new developments that are popping up? The developments are great, you know, but I do feel like there is a conversation to be had. But again, my frustration is I don't feel like the conversations are genuine. I don't feel, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that the politicians are coming from, a genuine place. They're just trying to create sound bites for TV and things like that. And I don't think that solves the problem for anybody. But their position remains unchanged when it comes to what they want to see happen. They're dead set against Brook Park. The Browns want Brook Park to happen. The state of Ohio is frustrated with this particular region and the politicians up
here.
What
does the state want? What do you think the state wants?
They want a unified vision.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want, hey, well, we want, the politicians want this, which is the Browns to stay in the existing stadium, right? And you know, the Browns want to build the dome. And the politicians of Columbus are like, well, can you pick a project? You know, we can't get behind and put any legislation or any money behind. The other thing, too, is like the syntax. You don't need to raise the syntax money. Like, what you need to do is you need to add marijuana into it. And then I think the other thing you can do is you can expand the syntax beyond Cuyahoga County. Have it be the bordering counties. So include.
Yeah, but don't the other counties have to vote on that?
Right. I understand that, but before you can even get that point, it's got to go through Columbus. So, you got to add, you know, Lake, Portage, Summit, Medina, and I'm having a brain cramp, out to the west.
Geauga.
Not Geauga. It's to the west of us.
Lorraine
County. Thank you.
Sorry.
You know, so those are the county. Like, if so, now if you bring all those counties in, now all of a sudden you have. I think you would have plenty of money to cover the expenditures.
Yeah, but if I'm living in Lorain County and I'm not seeing any of that money coming back at me, yeah, why would I vote for it?
Because your citizens are the ones coming into Cleveland to go to the games. That's why. That's the problem, is that Browns, Cavs, and Guardians fans are not just in Cuyahoga County. They're coming in, you know, from
a different way to tax them, because I can't see anybody in their right mind in Lake County saying, oh yeah, I'm going to vote for tax me on stuff when there's no new property, there's no new building, there's no new nothing going on in Lake County. Why would you do that?
Well, and
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The syntax or whatever. So the syntax is 34 and a half cents per pack of
cigarettes.
Here's
what I think. Somehow or another, you'd have to attach that to Rita, wouldn't you?
Right. And then for a 12 ounce bottle of beer, it's a penny and a half. So like, let's not act like the syntax is like this massive tax. Like, okay, you're paying an extra penny for a bottle of beer, right?
I'm so done. I'm not drinking ever again now.
Right. So it's 15 cents for a 12 pack of beer. Like, that's not like, that's really not, you know, it's not like it's $1.50 or $2 or, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's a very nominal tax. So I feel like that there's a way to do this, because let's be honest about it. We've talked about it on the podcast too. There are challenges right now with Gateway, where the Guardians and Cavaliers play, and maintaining those buildings as well. Like, yes, both of them just got renovations. Guardians is still underway at Progressive Field. But like I mentioned, so if you renovated the existing stadium, it's $1 billion to $1.2 billion, right?
Right.
But then not only do you have that project, but you have also too, over the course of a potential new lease of 20, 25, 30 years, you've got another $700 to $800 million in capital improvements that you have to deal with over like the course of that lease, right?
Right.
It's like the folks that are saying, well, they're just, you know, they're dumping it in between capital repairs and renovation, $435 million into Progressive Field. What do they need even more money for? Well, because there's other stuff in that ballpark that's not being touched, that's going to need to be repaired or replaced going forward. And the same thing goes for Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, which got, I think it was $185 million facelift a couple years ago, right? There's other stuff in that building that needs to be maintained and eventually replaced and things like that. So that's the challenge here. And I think that they would be smart to come up with an entity that all three stadiums, whether it's the current stadium that the Browns play in or it's the new Dome in Brook Park, are tied in with Gateway, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and Progressive Field, to where all of it's in one entity, and then it just makes the distribution of syntax revenue and all that.
Like the regional sports authority or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, it totally makes sense. All right, Daryl, we ran out of time, man.
That's what's got to happen right now. But I don't think the politicians are willing to have those type of conversations right now. They just want to do the Spider-Man meme. You know, the Haslams are horrible people, and you know, we're not going to stand for this. And you know, so, and then the other component too is we got to wait and see what, you know, the federal court rules in regards to the Modell law. And actually, they got to have a hearing first, and I don't even have an idea when that's gonna actually take place. Hopefully sooner rather than later, so they can get that whole thing.
More red tape. All right, we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson in the next edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. He still has a ruptured Achilles.